To become a refugee from war, you first need to find some way to flee. And fleeing the war in Yemen is not easy. The land route to Saudi Arabia is blocked by Houthi rebels who are fighting for control of Yemen. You can try to go by water crossing the Gulf of Aden to the nation of Djibouti in Africa. But of course, for that, you need a boat. NPR's Gregory Warner went to Djibouti to hear stories of those who made it out.
If time is the enemy of all refugees, then every one of the Yemenis at this transit camp in a soccer stadium in Obok, Djibouti, has found some way to beat it. A hospital intern dispenses free medical advice. A sales executive uses his negotiation skills to calm worried families. And Yemeni lawyers argue. We'll get to the lawyer's story in a second, but first the hospital intern, Hassan Farid. He fled Yemen by crossing the Gulf in a cargo ship, under fire by Houthi rebels.
They shoot this guy in his leg. He can't show you.
The guy next to him obediently rolls up his pants to show a bullet wound through his calf.
They won't scare people to not travel to there, okay?
Earlier this week, rockets allegedly fired by Houthi rebels sunk a fleeing ship and killed at least 40 people. So in this situation where people are being prevented from fleeing, you need some kind of advantage to get out, either your own boat or money to hire one. Here at the camp, I meet many fishermen and also many from Yemen's professional class.
All here, they have good education.
Raga Abdulkader, another lawyer, fled with nothing but her laptop and her 14 children and grandchildren, who she starts introducing, like this one's a computer scientist and this one's a geological engineer.
Engineer geology for oil, my son.
This daughter's a university lecturer. That daughter is a director at a TV station.
Yes.
And you can hear the subtext. People like us aren't supposed to be here. Here, sleeping in the warm-up room of an old soccer stadium. Here, separated from our homes and families. Here, trying to get news from home as the Yemeni telecom system collapses.
Hello?
Outside, under a canopy tent, the Djiboutian Red Crescent, which functions like the Red Cross, is offering refugees one free phone call to Yemen. 20-year-old Munder Sommer is asking, is father home? Is father home? His father stayed to guard the family property from looters, but if the war isn't stopped soon, then his father will be trapped.
Hello? Fena be Fena. Ah.
He never does reach his dad, but his little sister tells him they're dropping bombs on the neighborhood again. For those who do manage to make the escape to Djibouti, the biggest issue here is the heat. We're not far from the Denakel Depression, one of the hottest places on Earth. And even here, at the port of Obok, summer temperatures can reach up to 120 degrees. Dikra Mohammed, who's one of the lawyers that we heard arguing earlier, returns with a baby. It's not her baby, but she thrusts it toward me like she's presenting evidence in court. The child's forehead and chest are red. The heat, Mohammed says. Now, one of the reasons the situation in Yemen is so complex is the counterattack. Saudi warplanes have been bombing Houthi rebel positions in Yemen since late March. It's made it very difficult for humanitarians to get access. Yesterday, Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Riyadh. The Saudis agreed to a 5-day ceasefire. The rebels have yet to agree to the terms. But the UN agency that runs this camp predicts that if a ceasefire takes place, that it'll actually increase the number of refugees. Thousands more will come to these shores when it's safe to do so. And that's because Yemen's major cities are so destroyed by the fighting. Dikra Mohammed tells me she watched an RPG go through her living room window. The med student, Hassan Farid, says his father, a judge, is now hiding from the criminals he once sentenced. Raga Abdulkader, who escaped with her 14 family members, also plans not to go home to Yemen again soon. How about Canada, she asked me. Will Canada take us? Canada's a big country.
And empty, yes, too. And speak English like us. And cold, we need cold. It's here very hot. We are dying from the hot.
But you say we're dying and at least you smile.
Yeah, what you gonna do? You want me crying?
I guess that's what people expect, for you to cry.
When you smile, my children feel better. I have by this situation, I have been strong. Yes.
You have to be strong for your children.
If they show me I am smile, says, oh, it's good, you're good, is mama good? Everything is good. Yes, yes.
Even you, she says, if you see your mother smile, don't you feel good? Gregory Warner, NPR News, Obok, Djibouti.